Okay, the Sugya Sagamara, the top line of Mafdalid, which we are going to treat rather briefly, even though it's really a major Sugya in Shas, is the question of whether three times being a chazaka is what we call a simin or a siba. Others use the expression whether it's l'mafreya or mekana l'haba. The same idea, the question is, if three times creates that an animal is a shara mu'id, do we say it really had a teva of a natin the first time? That's called the mafreya. That really the first time just we didn't know about it? Or is it mekana l'haba only from the third time? If it's l'mafreya, it was really enacted the first time, why don't you have to pay nezek shalayim? Because v'huad gavala v'lo yishmerenu. We say the bailim don't have to pay nezek shalayim until they're warned. Even if it kicks 100 times. If we never warn the bailim, so he doesn't have to pay, even though it's enactment. So the first time, when no one realized it was enacted, it's certainly that way. Now this has a much more serious consequence in the Sefer Nidah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara there is talking in a time, it used to be that women had a vest kavua. Women had a very regular vest when they got their period every month, they became nidus. When I say it was kavua, it means it was the 30th day, the 35th day, whatever their personal teva was, they had a vest kavua. And the Gemara says that isha she'im laveses could be a ground for get. Whatever the hesbah there in the Gemara is. So the Sugyas HaGemara talks about, I'm just giving you the part that's nagah to us, if a man divorces his wife because she doesn't have a kavua de kavest, she doesn't have a veses kavua. And for that reason he's giving her a get. Whatever, why a man would do that, it's a separate discussion. But the a man is giving his wife a get because she doesn't have a kavua de kavest. What kavua? 3 months in a row is kavua. The month before he gave the get, her vesas, let's say, was 30 days. But she's irregular. It was 30, before that it was 40, before that it was 20. But that month it was 30. He gave her a get. The next 2 months, it's 30 again. The Sugya HaGemara has a shaila as to whether the get was a get betos. Because at the time he gave her the get, he didn't realize it, but she was already kavua, because she already started to see what became a pattern every 30th day. Just that was only the first month, so it only happened once. He thought it's not kavua. He gave her a get. And now another month 30, another month 30. So now there's a tremendous nafkamina if a kavius is l'mafreya or mekano l'haba. If you say it's l'mafreya, it means that really she was kavua the first time. She was kavua the first time. He didn't know it. He gave her a get. It's a get betos. If you learn, no, it's not a, it's, she wasn't kavua the first time. Doing it three times creates that you become regular. And if at a third time her body got used to it, from now on she has a regular vest. But it's not that the first time she was kavua, the third time she's kavua, then it's not a get for toes. This is the case there in the Gemara. Yes. Chazaka is if you don't know. It's true. So we went past the chazaka that she didn't know. No, we only go past the chazaka when we don't know. When you find out for sure, well, you can argue that you found out for sure.
But Edwin said that 5 months ago she wasn't considered
kavua. Right, but at the time the man gave the woman the get, she was already. Now we know that she was already kavua. We didn't know about it, but now we realize that she was kavua already. If you hold, that is from my friend. So these two ways to learn theorem and Nida make a tremendous difference. This is why the stifless piece is in Taurus. Because there it makes a tremendous nafkamina. Now, don't let it confuse you. I say lemafreya, kanalaba. Yesterday we called it simon and siba. It's the same question. It's three times a simon. If she sees the 30th day, 1, 2, 3, it's a simin that she's kavua. And we realize she's kavua, what we call a mafreya. Or is three times a siva. It's a physical thing that if you get in the habit, if you get in the flow, you get, so it continues. So it's a biological thing that it continues. Those are the two ways to learn. The stipler there has a long arichus on the topic. And in the last paragraph, he writes that the Chazon Ish told him that this is Talui in the Machlaikis, the Maram Rutenberg, and Rabbeinu Peretz. By Masha Baruch Amar Hashem, which we discussed yesterday, whether you can compare saying 30 days, Masha Baruch Amar Hashem, to Chazakis. I say, just like in the rules of Chazakis, we say, Richit Nigi Chaisav, can you compare that to 30 days? Rama Rittenberg, who compares it, says they're both Mikano Lahaba. They're both things that are from now into the future. And the Rabbeinu Peretz, who says you can't compare it, holds you can't compare it because one thing has nothing to do with the other. Problem is that there are a number of kashis on the Mahalech that we're calling Maram Rutenberg, and we're calling it Mekana Laba, and we're calling it Siva. Right, those three names are all the same. Maram Rutenberg Shita is that it's a Siva. You get used to it. It's Mekana Laba. Those three names are the same. That Shita has a number of tremendous kashas, and Kamat, it's impossible to say this Shita. The Stipler, it's interesting. In the Shtikl Torah, he has these kashas, at least most of them. And then he says, the Chazon Ish said, it's a machlaikis, and that's the end of the piece. He doesn't come back to answer. Kasha number one. Festus Abadi. Gemara says, if you quiet 1 year, someone's in your field, you quiet 1 year, it's no raya that he bought it. You quiet 2 years, it's no raya you bought it. You quiet 3 years, that's a proof. If nobody's quiet 3 years, if someone's in his field. And the Gemara compares it to Shor HaMoed. Just like Shor HaMoed is three times, Cheskes Gimel Shalim is three times. Now there, you can't say Mekano Laba. You can't say it's a Siba. If a man is quiet for 3 years, that's a reason that belongs to the other person? No, it's a simon that he sold it. Right? Reuven owned the field for his family owned it for 1,000 years. Shimon lives there for 3 straight years. Shimon says, I bought it. So if Shimon is there 3 years, even if he has no proof, if he has a chazakah of 3 years, we say he bought it. So the Gemara, why? So Gemara says, because the owner is quiet 1 year, it happens. Quiet 2 years, it happens. 3 years, never. He would have said something. Now there, how would the Maram Rutenberg learn that Gemara? How's he going to learn that? Are you going to learn that Gemara? That the Siba, why he sold it? Because he was quiet 3 years? I see. It's a simon that he sold it. It's not impossible to answer such a kasha. It's just a very stark kasha. The second kasha, it says here, Tainis Chof Aleph on the side. What's the Gemara's case in Tainis? Gemara says that a dever is if in a small city, a person dies 3 days in a row, person dies Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the Tever Tainis. It's called a Dever. It doesn't mean a city like New York. It means a small shtetl, whatever the size we're talking about there. It says if a person dies 3 straight days, people die, so that's called a Dever. And then there's a, then you Tever Tainis. So the Gemara says that if 3 people die in 1 day, so we say, Richit Miyuchais of Chayiv, you make a tainis if it's 3 days, so 3 different people die, 3 different places in the same city on the same day, Koshkin. So same thing there. How in the world are you going to taich like the Maram Rutenberg? If in a city 3 people die, it's a Siba, people got used to dying, so now more people are going to die. If people get in the habit of dying, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you conveying tithes if three people die? It's a simin that there's an outbreak of a disease. Not a SIBA. It's a simin that there's a problem. You have to be conveying tithes. Pasha is not a SIBA, because one guy died, a person died, it's a simin, it causes mekana laba. Pasha does not. Three different people, so it's not shy. So Elamai, it's a simin that there's a dever in the city. That makes sense. It's a simin that from day one there's an outbreak of a disease. One person dies, you think, two people die. Yeah, two people die. Three people, that means it's not a coincidence. It means it's a simin that there's some outbreak of disease. And we have to be careful of tinnitus. Simin makes sense. From Rittenberg, that from three times you get in the habit, and therefore it continues, it's difficult. It's difficult. Third case, Mesuecha Machmas Nila. A woman has a baby, there's a bris, the baby dies. She has another baby a year later, there's a bris, the baby dies. So, Leit Rebbe two times is a chazak, Leit Shem Gamliel third time is a chazak. It's also only a simon. How do you understand it? Three babies die, you don't do a bris. It's a simon that this family has some hemophiliac, so they have some other blood disease. And the babies die. They're weak babies. Not a SIBA. Doesn't make sense, like Mashi Rochem Eragoshim. He got in the habit. So what can we get in the habit? This lady got in the habit. She does bris, and the next day she does levayas. So it keeps on happening. It doesn't make any sense. So these are three cases which apparently are what's the tiyufta on this whole thing. And if we would be comparing it to Halbitzar, the Gemara compares them. Gemara by Tainus says the same lashon. The Gemara in Cheskes Abadim says Sharmulin. Do the Sharmulin. Gemara is comparing it. So the truth is, it's a very difficult kasha to answer on the Marmulin Berg. We have a Rishon, and we pass him like the Meram Rittenberg. L'cher, it makes no sense. How can you say we have this rule of Kirv Nigichaisav, Richi Nigichaisav, by Mu'id? So on the one hand, we compare it to Mashav Ruach, which the Meram Rittenberg certainly meant to get into the habit of doing it. On the other hand, you compare it to Chesed Habatim or to Dever, where it doesn't make sense. It's a mitzvah liyashin. It's a very very difficult kasha. Had him around Wittenberg understood the comparing all these things. So the kasha is a shtaka kasha. I would suggest maybe a mahalach to try to answer it in the following mahalach. You have to understand that in any of these cases, every single case, two times there's a certain amount of raya, three times there's a certain amount of raya, four times is stronger raya, five times is stronger. Three is not a magic number. Let's say you have someone who was quiet 5 years when someone's on the field. It's even a better raya. If someone's quiet 2 years, it's also a shtickle raya. It's not a strong enough raya. You understand when something happens two times, three times, four times, five times, it's not as if five times, you know, like white turns to black, you know, like you go from Chayav into Shabbos, in 1 minute it's Chayav, 1 minute it's Shabbos. It's a dramatic change. When we say Chazaka, obviously a shark kicks 3 days in a row, it's a wild shark. 4 days, it's wilder. 5 days, is wilder. It's a barometer of the behavior. One, two, three, four, five, each thing is more of a right. Rebbe or Shimon Gamliel are arguing, how much of a raya do you need? Rebbe says two times is enough of a raya. Shimon Gamliel says, look, two times is that much of a raya. Three times is a better raya. I only need three times. Here's a man Yomer in Baba Basra holds four times. You hold four times. It's not because you don't hold up three, you hold up four. So you only need a better raya. Each time is a bigger raya. So three times is a certain level of of saying that this is the derech, that this is a proof. It may be that even though they're totally separate in Yom, the Inyan of Ashar HaMu'ed, Maram Rutenberg learns Ashar HaMu'ed gets into the habit, because he compares it to Mashavura. He learns Ashar HaMu'ed three times, gets into the habit. Why three? Four is more, and two is less. A person smokes 3 days in a row, he gets into the habit a certain amount. 4 days in a row is more, 2 days in a row is less. Why three? So, however Chazal shot stuff, they shot stuff. It's an estimation. They're not in a pasuk, but they understand the pasuk is telling us an estimation. Three times crosses a certain line that it gets into the habits. It creates a certain habit. Now, it's true that you don't have to say that three times creates a habit. So the same thing. And if you have a case of three people dying, that three people is a raya to something. But it could be that the idea is the same idea. That once you say, it's a happenstance. Twice is a coincidence. What Chazal is saying is three times, don't tell me coincidence by three. That's the one rule the Maram Rutenberg says. Three times, don't tell me coincidence. No more coincidence. Once, it happens. Twice, it happens. Three in a row, not a coincidence. That's the rule of three. That's the whole rule.
I see when a woman marries a husband, they die. Don't let her marry a third time.
That's right. That's, because only because of Pasnak Rebbe there. Rav Shimon Gamliel Taka holds three. He holds three times you get married and you stop after three. Just since the Fashis were Machma like Rebbe too. So, but it is the same idea. So the point of three is, from Rutenberg learns, three is, it's not a coincidence. Now, that applies to all these cases. It applies to Dever, to the Sechtes Tainus. Two people die, it happens. Three die, we have to take action, it's not a coincidence. A person is quiet, someone's in his field. 1 year, it happens, he's busy. 2 years, coincidence. 3 years, no coincidence. 3 years, we assume, no proof, but we assume 3 is something. The same thing is true, Sai when it's from Afreya, Sai when it's Mekana Labo, Sai when it's a Simon, Sai when it's a Siba. An animal kicks once, alright, but it doesn't create a Teva. 2 times, it happens, doesn't create a Teva. 3 times, creates a Teva. They tell me why 3 times creates a Teva. 4 times creates more of a Teva. So the Torah said, you're right, 4 times definitely creates more of a Teva. It's hard to quit a habit when you did it 4 times or 3 times. But the Torah is saying 3 times is a significant amount of time that we don't write it off. We have to take notice of it. If you learn the pasuk of 3 times this way, that the vart of Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is, Rebbe holds even 2 times you can't say coincidence. Twice you right away have to take note. Shimon Gamliel says no, 3. If that's the Gzeres HaKosuv of 3 times, you could compare Shor HaMu'ed and Amida to 3 years and Dever and Rismila. The Torah is telling us this cloud. Again, like Rebbe 2 and Shimon Gamliel 3. Shimon Gamliel is telling us 3 times you cannot write it off. You have to take account. Whatever that does, you have to take account of it. So that could be true. The stipulous caches are that these cases, you're saying it creates a nature in the animal. Or maybe creates a nature in the woman. And the other cases, you can't say it creates a nature. Rismila and Mesechtes Tainus, and Mesechtes Avodah, you can't say it creates a Teva. It's true, they're different. But there's one common thread. In all of them, the common thread is that all of them, the third time, we don't attribute, we don't write it off, we don't ignore it. We don't say it's nothing. 3 times, we don't say it's nothing. So, if that's the case. So then, the Murmurenberg is not so schwer the way he learned the Sugya. He went to Sugya 3 times, that this is a rule, three times you don't say coincidences. Maybe the whole shas makes sense. All the cases, maybe you'll have a case where it doesn't make sense, but all the cases make sense. A woman has a vest two times in a row, she's not kavua. Three times in a row, it's not a coincidence. Now, it could be three times not a coincidence, it's a simon. Could be three times not a coincidence, it could be it's a siva, it could go either way. Not a coincidence just means you have to say something. You want to hold like the Rebbeinu Peretz and say it's a siman? Good. You want to hold like Ram Rudberg say it's a siba? Also good. I have no problem. But that's the klal of three times. If you learn with this Nekuda, then you have a mahalach. It could be, Stifler writes in one of his pieces, not in the piece in Paris, that he asked this to the Chazon Ish. That doesn't shtip. He writes, the Chazon Ish told him, Loi kala chazok is shavis, sama mekamal abo, sama lemachrei. Well, how does that answer the question? The way I'm explaining it, it could answer it. The idea of chazok is chazok. And the megalit applies when it's a sin and applies when it's a sin. Rav Rudenberg, now here you need 90 times, Masha Ruch HaMeir Adoshim. Three times, say Masha Ruch HaMeir Adoshim three times doesn't create a nature. So that's that he brings from Yerushalmi. He's only bringing a raya that kirin yichayt on my koshkei. It's something that creates a habit. If you do it close, it also creates a habit. But it's not a steer to the whole rule of chazakas. Akoponim, the kasha is a shtaka kasha. All the kashas on Rav Rudenberg are strong. I think the way I'm suggesting to answer it is a good answer. If you like it, you like it. If not, it's nice to have a good kasha anyway. You know, every once in a while I give a shiur, Matzah Shabbos, I give once a year, I just ask kashas. I realized over the years, if it's a good kasha, it's better if I don't say a teretz. So I don't say a teretz, so people, it bothers them, and people look into it, and I asked this last Navi, I asked one kasha, I know it's a Marshal's kasha in Saita. I didn't say, I just ate the kasha, it sounds like a kasha you can't answer. So I'm still getting letters from people and they're trying to answer it. And many of them told me about the Marsha. It's good. What I'm telling you is, you like my Teres, you don't like my Teres, it doesn't matter. The kasha on the Rama Rittenberg, who learns it's a Siba, from all these cases, I mentioned three cases, Dever, Brisnila, and Seskis Abadim. It's just a shtaka kasha. It's a kasha of a very general interest, which needs a yishuv. How can you say it's a siba if all those cases it doesn't make sense? Okay, we're going to leave it at that because we have a lot of ground to cover. But there's a lot, it's a big subject, there's a lot to talk about. Maybe we're going to discuss it's about them next year. We'll get to the same sugya on the first Amid, so maybe we'll just sort of revisit it in a more broader idea. The Gemara is medamed them even though they're different. Even though like Rama Rittenberg they're different. That's the Pella. The Gemara is medamed them. The Chazanish didn't mean that different sugyas and keep them separate. The same Gemara is comparing it. Okay, let's cover some ground. Zaba techiach, sherit chariyasa, temeya, kirbariyasa, taira, amalahen. Hari Oimer, the Pasuk says, v'zayis tia tu masi v'zayvei. What should I do? Tala kasa v'zav, beria, says v'zav v'yamim. So there's a difference. A zava, what's a zava? So most of us don't know, Taris is not from the gay. A zava is a nida who sees dam three straight days, during a period when it's not normal to see dam. Okay? You should just know, it's a funny thing, it's Chumash and Mishnayis, and nobody knows what a Zav is. A Nida is when a Torah woman bleeds, that's a Nida. She has bleeding from her uterus, that's a Nida. For the first 7 days that she starts bleeding, it's normal. A normal woman has a cycle, and it's a healthy thing when you bleed once a month. Up to 7 days, bleeding is considered normal. After that, it's not normal for a woman to bleed more than 7 days. The next 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida, the next 11 days, the Torah considers it abnormal for her to bleed, and that's the Metzius. Many women have more than 11 days, but at least 11 days after the 7, it's not normal for her to bleed. If a woman has dam during those 11 days, the Torah calls it dava, calls it an illness. And that Zava, if she has it once, she's a Zava Katana, twice a Zava Katana, it's only Tame for one day. If she has 3 days of Zava, she bleeds 3 days, during those 11 days, then she needs Shiva Nikiya. Then she's a Zava, and she needs a full 7 days of Shiva Nikiya. A Zav is something else. A Zav is a man who, the Mishnah said, the first Mishnah in Zavan, says, Edaim is Tamei B'Isha, and Laiben is Tamei B'Ish. Now a man, if a man urinates, and comes out something like milk, it comes from certain diseases, the man has that, then he's a Zav. In Yisrael and Yeshiva, the Rebbe always said, Zav doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. It's true, Dine Zav don't apply. First of all, Tomei anyway, but the Matthias, there's Matthias of Zav. The Zav, the Mashiach comes, the Zav is the only Tumah that needs Taira in Mayim Chayim. It's not enough in Mikvah. Valkari is enough in Mikvah. Zav needs in spring water, needs to Taival. So at any rate, it's a Zav Beriyas. A Zav, what are the three? It doesn't mean 3 days. It means three times. The experience is three times a Riyah. There's a Zava, the Yamim, and a woman is a Zava, that depends on 3 days. Maybe Zav is also, it's coming a Mia to be Mayid Zav from Yamim, on the Krav, Azav is Zav, the Zav from the Kaver, Mag Zav from the Kaver, Mag the Kaver, Biyamim, Av Zachar, Biyamim. Balakish the Kaver, Azacham, Azacha, Berias, Av the Kaver, Berias, Amiyat Rahman, Av Zais. Okay, let's go to the next price. So, Tana Rabbana. We had a machlaikis in the Mishnah. What was the machlaikis? Rabbi Yehuda held 3 days in, 3 days out for a muid. And Rameya held 3 times in. Tinaikis is the way to get out. Now, I just want to remind you, machlaikis taisis in the Rambam on the Mishnah. Rameya, he says, you get in by 3 times. You get out by Tinaikis. Does he might go out by 3 straight days also, like Rabbi Yehuda? So Taisus said, Taisus Shiyuat Tinaikis. Taisus said, Moi Barameya Lamayat, Shloi Tayo Gimoyam. Al Shmeyenu Afilu Yemecha. So Rameya, like Taisus, makes it easier to become Ois Muad. Rameya is a Mekel. You know what I'm saying? He's makel on the payer. It's easier for him not to have to pay out smu'id. How do you become my smu'id? I'm waiting to your Rebbe Yehuda 3 days. I have an additional way to become my smu'id with Tinaikis Menashmash. According to Taisus, Ramey is a makel. The Rambam says no. Ramey is a machmir. Ramey says the only way to become my smu'id is Tinaikis Menashmash. It must be very hard. I mean, who are you going to get to send his children to find out if this ox is becoming calm now? You know, you can imagine you have a muid like Rameya. It's murder to get it to become ice muid. You have to get children to play with the ox. The whole Rameya sheet is very strange. How do you make it ice muid? If you hold it either way, it's good. But this way, you have to get kids to play with it. At the very same time, you're telling the Bala boss, it's a muid, you better watch your animal. Huh? I think kids get on the nerves of the animal more than the adults. No? The mashma shimba. How do you know other shvarim the mashma shimba? Not sure. What? If it happens, I understand. But you understand my point. Like the Rambam, Ramei is a machmir. Like Tosfos, Ramei is a meikel. In Svara, we would all agree, Taisus is much more mustaber. To say that Torah sets up a criteria for a muad to become a tam, only this one thing, Tanaikis Mamashrishin, is strange. So we'll see. What? So the Arsameach is bothered by this, and he says that the Rambam was forced into his Shita by the next Gemara. Looks like a very easy Gemara. I'll explain to you how the Arsameya says it. First, let's learn the Gemara. Tana Rabbana.
What
No, even in one day. See, Tanakh Mamash, I don't think the Rambam says anything about 3 days. He says Tanakh Mamash for Shin, and it's not Negayah, then that's good enough. Tanra Rabbanan, I say, Muid, Kol Shuri, the Baishla Shiyam. Tam, she's the next Mamash, and by then and again. Give Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi is half and half. Muid, he's like Rabbi Yehuda. Tam, he's like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon is the reverse. Rabbi Shimon, I know. Muid, Kol Shuri, the Baishla Shapadin, like Rabbi Meir. Like Rabbi Yehuda. So you have all the combinations, 4 different sheets. Amar Nachem Rav Adi Barav, Allah Kareb Yehuda. B'muit, Sharab Yaisi Maidalai, Allah Kareme Abitan, Harab Yaisi Maidalai. Rabbi Yaisi is the in between sheet that we pass them like him. He asked him, what do you mean? Only a Rav Lar Nachem? The reason you pass with Rabbi Yaisi is because he's in between. Laimamar, Allah Kareb Meir, B'muit, Sharab Shimon Maidalai, Allah Kareb Yehuda Batan, Sharab Shimon Maidalai. Amalai, no, I'm not Rabbi Yaisi Sfirali, Rabbi Yaisi Nimukhi. 1 minute. Prektar Sameach. Why is he asking him? Why do you pass me up Rabbi Yaisi? Maybe he said, maybe what he was passing was, when you have a machlaikis, you know how to pass it. You go kula le nitva. You make him. According to Taisvis, Rabbi Yaisi is taking on both kulas. A kula is that it's harder to be a mu'id. Right? The mu'id pays more. You might see more money. You pack on the kula, you would say it's harder to be a mu'id. Now let's see how Rabbi Yaisi passes. Ezel mu'id, you need 3 days. That's making it harder to be a mu'id. It's not enough 1 day. 3 days. How do you become a tam? Tinaitis mamashrishim ba'i. It's easier, like Taisis, it's a kula. You can become a tam the easiest way. Either Tinaitis mamashrishim or 3 days. Like Taisvis, Rabbi Yaisi is makel on both points. So why are you asking him? Why are you passing Rabbi Yaisi, passing Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara should have answered. Because somebody might have a raya, we pass like a makel. Since the Gemara doesn't say this, the Rambam was forced to say it must be Rabbi Yaisi is not a makel. Then Rabbi Yaisi said to Naikis Mamash Mishin, it's a chumra, not a kula. Not like Tosfos, that Tinaikis Mamash Mishin is 2 ways to become a tam. Easy to become a tam. No! Tinaikis Mamash is a chumra. If it's a chumra, then it makes sense. The Gemara's kasha. Why are you passing like him? Passing like Rav Shimon. The Gemara's kasha makes sense. So Sameach says, there in this came up in Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Perek Vav, Halacha Zayin, I'm sorry. He says that that's the reason for the Rambam, that's the marker for the Rambam Shita. A kapana, the Gemara answers, I'm not Rabbi Yaisi Srilai, Rabbi Yaisi Nimukai Himai. So Rabbi Yaisi was always clear, and it's a Klan Shas, we pass on Rabbi Yaisi. The next Ibaya, Ibaya Lu, Shlashi Amritan, Li Yude Tura, Li Yude Gavra. I think you're going to have a hard time. I just want to touch Li Yude Tura, Li Yude Gavra. I want to use words that you didn't use when you learned the Gemara. You made a laning. And I'm only saying it like in an extreme way, so that you should realize what Liyudei Tura Liyudei Gavra means when we get back to it on Sunday. Liyudei Tura Liyudei Gavra, I could phrase in a totally different way. The Torah says that to become a mu'id, you need to warn the ba'alim. So the animal kicks once, twice, a third time, becomes a mu'id. Why do you need the first 2 times? Listen very carefully. Why do you need time 1 and 2? Do the first 2 Eidim come on the first kicking, 2 Eidim on the second, 2 Eidim on the third. You could learn. The 2 Eidim on the first time are meaningless. Doesn't do anything. 2 Eidim comes, they kick the first time. Doesn't change anything as far as becoming a mu'id. 2 Eidim on the second time, meaningless. All I need is a third time. Just is a problem. It's impossible to have a third time unless you had a first time and a second time. So the only reason you need the first time and the second time is to get to a third time. But mu'id is third time. The third time is what counts. And the first and second just to get there. But the nekuda is the third time. lawyer could learn. No. A mu'ed needs three times. You need Eidim to come the first time, Eidim to come the second, Eidim to come the three. The three equals shutfim in this. You need three times. The question is, do you need three times, or do you need a third time? As you'll see in the Gemara, that's the Mechleikas Liyudei Torah Liyudei Gavra. Mechleikas Liyudei Torah Liyudei Gavra is whether it's the third time that counts. If you hold the third time, all three could come in one day. Could be the animal kicked Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and on Wednesday, all three pairs of Eidim come. It's fine, because all I care is about the third or the third. If you hold you need three times, then you need Eidim should come one day, Eidim come another day, Eidim come another day. You need all three. Now, it doesn't sound like Liyudei Torah Liyudei Gavra, but the fact is, as you'll see, this is the Machlaikis. Now, to understand the Machlaikis, you have to go back to the bottom Taisus of Gimel Amid Beis La'ish Merehu, the first five lines of Taisus. Once they get to Rashi over there, not so important. But when Taisus says, Braisa de l'kaman, Afilamandil Liyudei Torah, Soshi Edil L'Bailim, that line is important. Nachas David argues with Taisus there. Those are the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now we're behind. I wanted to finish the next Mishnah today. So Sunday I'm going to do the whole Sugya of Liyudei Torah. I don't think I'll get to the Mishnah, but certainly to the Ibaya Lahu. Maybe I'll start the Ibaya Lahu. So as I'm begging you, put in the time and stay ahead of me.